I've probably been running for about nearly 10 years and I'd entered the ballot because I have done marathons before. I've done London before, but that was before that I was diagnosed with arthritis. So I entered the ballot, then entered the charity ballot with versus arthritis and didn't get a place. And then they contacted me about the disability initiative place.
And just tell me about your particular type of arthritis. I've not heard of it, if I'm honest. So tell me a bit more. And when were you diagnosed and how did it come about?
Okay, so about 18 months ago, I was diagnosed with psoriatic arthritis, which I had never heard of. But for some time now, I'd had psoriasis. And I had had swollen joints, swollen toes, fingers, and we couldn't really get to the bottom of it. And then eventually my GP connected the two and said, I think you have psoriatic arthritis. So I was referred to rheumatology and they confirmed that, I did actually have it and put me on some medication, which meant that I could move and I could run again. So it was a bit of a relief because I had stopped running. Everything was just a bit difficult, really. Quite bad fatigue. Getting up in the morning was quite a struggle. The fatigue just meant normal things were hard work. So it was good finally to get a diagnosis.
And now you're on that medication. So clearly that's been life-changing for you. In terms of, has it taken you fully back to where you were before? Do you still have symptoms? Does it manage the symptoms?
Not quite fully. Mm. It is manageable. I feel that I'm probably never going to get fully function back in some of my fingers. That I think they're affected now. I do have problems with one of my ankles. So I'm just trying to keep on top of it and keep moving. My rheumatologist gave me a bit of advice because the GP told me to stop running and my rheumatology said, don't stop moving. And then he was quite shocked that I was told to stop running. He said, go out tonight and have a run. It'll be hard because I hadn't even started my medication then. And I did. I've never been a fast runner. And I'm not going to be now. But so it's something that it will affect me for the rest of my life. And it could bring on other conditions as well. So, yeah.
To find out what it was must have been such a release, you know, for you, and then to be able to get back to doing something you love.
Yes, yeah, it was, yeah. I think a lot of runners have a love-hate relationship with running. You want to get out the door, but sometimes you hate it when you're mid-run. But yes, yeah, it really was. I think running for me is something that clears my head. It's good for your mental health. Obviously, fitness is good as well. So, yeah, it was fantastic to get back to something that I love, yeah.
And we know Newquay Roadrunners are such a big part of the community in Newquay, and it's a community in its own right, isn't it? But, you know, I'm sure everyone there was a big support for you.
Yes, they were. I've got some fabulous friends there. I've made some really good friends. And the club has supported me and my friends have been really supportive, just getting me out the door sometimes when I didn't want to get out. And just running at my speeds and walking when I want to walk. I've had one friend in particular who has trained for London with me as much as she can. She's not even doing it, but she's been there every step of the way and she's been fabulous. So, yeah, I've got a lovely bunch of friends from the club. They're a brilliant club.
Yeah, really busy as well, aren't they? Always very active. Yeah. So how's the training going then ahead of the marathon?
Yeah. So it's going really well. I'm at a point now in my training where it's called tapering. We don't do long runs anymore when we're tapering. I mean, I guess they're still fairly long, but now we're getting to the point where we're resting our body. So I'm trying to rest this week. I've got one last run tomorrow. I'm trying to drink lots and eat well. Ahead of Sunday.
So. Oh, amazing. I'm very excited for you. So where can people donate and who's the money going to?
I got my disability place through Versus Arthritis. I have done a bit of raising money for them. They're a fantastic charity who support people with arthritis or other similar conditions. So I've opened a page for them because I don't have a charity page. It's a bit different to others, but yeah, I'm raising money for Versus Arthritis.